I'm Susan Young. I'm the chair of the Management Selection Review Committee, which is the personnel committee for KPFT. We are convening our meeting of October 23. And will the secretary please take the roll?
I'm working on it. Teresa Allen. Joseph Davis.
Joseph Davis is present.
Thank you, Joseph. Adriana Casane.
Present.
Oh, God, this is Wally James. Hold on a second. I'm having a hard time here. I'm sorry. I missed Robert Gartner.
By the way, he let me know he was going to be absent.
Marianne Martinez. Sean Kelly McPherson.
I am.
Frank Pratka.
Present.
Yes. Nancy Saibara Narotomi.
Present.
Okay, great. That's 1438, Nancy. Is that you?
Yes.
Jane Scheidler's present. Ted Weiskall?
Here.
And Richard Uzel.
I'm here. Hi, Jane.
Chair, you have a quorum.
And Susan Young, I'm here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, you are.
Okay. The first agenda item is approve the agenda. And the agenda is, convene, roll call, approve the agenda, minutes, discuss a proposal for IGM review to be presented to the LSB, including schedule, next meeting, adjourn. Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
No second is required. Is there any objection? Hearing none. That's the agenda. The minutes have been circulated. There is a request by Ted to read the minutes out loud. I'm denying that request. Ted, I think, seeks to appeal the ruling of the chair.
Madam Chair, before that, point of information, Adriana.
What?
Yes, go ahead, Adriana.
I don't know where the minutes are, but you tell me when we receive the minutes.
Because yeah, I don't either.
So.
They were emailed about an hour and a half ago.
Oh.
Better late than never. I'm sorry took me so long.
Can I ask for that to be, if we can postpone the approval? I'm not even home. We need to read the minutes.
I have no objection to that because I know that they came out shortly ago. Madam Secretary, is that okay with you?
Postpone
consideration to the next meeting.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Madam Chair?
Okay. Nope. Yeah.
Yeah, this is Joseph. I didn't get them either. And if I could just make sure that they're sent to joseph.kpft@gmail.com, that would really help. Thank you.
Okay. Hold on a second.
And Joseph, you may notice I always send to you. Personally.
I looked in the mail. I didn't see anything.
I didn't send these out. Jane did.
Okay.
And Adriana said she didn't get them either, or she just couldn't access them on her phone.
She hasn't been at home yet.
Got it. Okay.
Okay. Nancy, you've got your hand up.
Yes. I haven't received any minutes yet. So if Jane has sent them, then maybe I'll wait a while and I'll get them. Or if she has not sent them, please, I request her. If she hasn't sent
them. I did send them.
What I request that you all do after this meeting, and Jane will confirm it's gone to Joseph, is to check for the minutes. Let us know if you haven't received them. We will be considering them at the November 6th meeting.
And it does come from my personal email. So you might check your spam folder if I'm not on your whitelist.
Okie dokie. So, first items I sent out, and I sent them out middle of the day. So I sent out two items. One was a suggested schedule for the KPFT IGM evaluation by the LSB. And the second was a draft survey. And I did get a comment back from Joseph about that. Would you like me, shall I read the draft schedule? Or let me present it and then we can go ahead and discuss it. My assessment was the MSRC made the decision to meet every 2 weeks in order to advance the IGM review and decided it is best if this LSB conducts the review before the next LSB is seated in December. As a practical matter, we have very short time in November, only one meeting on November 8th. So I suggest by that I mean an LSB meeting. So I suggest the following process that we should be ready to discuss at today's MSRC meeting. So the schedule I propose is at this meeting, we agree on the schedule, outline of the process, and what to accomplish at the November 6th meeting in order to confirm a motion to go to the board on November 8th. MSRC proposes a process and a survey to the LSB at the November 8th meeting, and if the LSB approves that, we circulate the approved surveys to the LSB, only to the LSB, basically in order to be able to get it done. MSRC requires the surveys to be returned to the MSRC chair and secretary no later than November 28th, and they will in turn provide these to the MSRC committee members. MSRC committee conducts a conversation with IGM and the ED on Friday, November 30th, and MSRC meets December 4th with the IGM to make a report to a joint meeting of the 2023 and 2024 LSBs on December 6th. Focus of the meeting should be on what are the ways that LSB and IGM can work together. The December 4th meeting where the MSRC would meet with the IGM would be one where the MSRC would discuss its findings. This is a very tight schedule. I don't have a pride of authorship about it. I've brought this forward in order to start the conversation. Are there thoughts about it? Raise hands. Kate's head.
You have an established times for these meetings. Can you do that as well?
I would think that our regular meeting time of 6 o'clock would be good, but these are different days, not just Monday. And, we have other people that we need to confer with. So I suggest 6 o'clock, but understanding that schedules will have to be confirmed. Nancy, do you have your hand up or is that a legacy hand?
Adriana, I don't know how to raise my hand, but I'm asking for the floor.
Speaking up is good. Okay, Adriana. And then Richard, was that a hand raise?
No, no. I was just illustrating to her how you hold
it. How to raise your hand. Right. It helps if you've got your picture. Okay, Adriana. I'm recognizing you.
Yes, Madam Chair, I have a question. You said the December 6th meeting of LSB 2023 and 2024.
I propose
joint. I know. But the question.
Sure.
The question is, we are supposed to have then the new member seat, or we will be the old board and the new people will come and at least listen to, I don't know, it's December 6th, the new board will be sitting. That's what I don't understand.
And Adriana, you raise a very good question. And to be truthful, I don't exactly know how this fits within the question of whose term is in place. My understanding is that we seat the 2024 board at our regular December meeting date, which I believe would be December 8th. So I propose that this be a more informal conversation and that the new board and old board benefit from a joint conversation about priorities for better supporting the station.
Yeah, I know that, but obviously it will be an executive session, right? If we are discussing this issue. No?
So again, that's a good question, one I've given some thought to, but I haven't reached a conclusion. We would need NDAs for everybody. And my thought is, if it is a personnel evaluation of anyone, then we would need NDAs from everyone, and it would need to be subject to confidentiality. If it is a general discussion about how collectively we can do things better, so, for instance, I'd like to see more community activities along the lines of blah, 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 you know, or I think we need to enhance our programming in the following areas. I would like the IGM to be able to meet more frequently. If there are things that I think we might be able to hold those in open session, but this is open to conversation with this committee. This is kind of a new idea. I'm not even sure it's a good idea to have this joint meeting. So I'd really like thoughts from the committee.
I agree with a lot of things that you said, but you know how litigious we are. I'm really worried because when you don't know how people will talk and what people will say and people can offend. I really always prefer to do that in executive session because the conclusions can go, you know, we can decide the process, all of that. But when we talk about the specific, I prefer that being in executive session. That is my take on that. Thank you.
I think that's very thoughtful. Thinking practically, and I see that there are a couple of hands up. Thinking practically, we would need to have confidentiality agreements with everybody. And I think of them as maybe being specific to this meeting. I don't want to have to go through the whole rigmarole about what is the current one. Richard came up with one that has been used in the past here for us locally. And perhaps what I'd be able to do would be to get the current board and the next board to be able to sign these in order to participate in the meeting, and only those who have signed them get the link to the meeting. And it would not be streamed. It would be a closed meeting. It would not be recorded. Is that consistent, Adriana, with what you're saying?
Thank you,
Adriana. What I outlined, is that consistent with your recommendation?
Yes, because, you know, you don't want to have employees or, I mean, even if they are, you know, volunteers, we don't want to talk about those people in open session. And yeah, but the process is fine. Yeah, I agree with the process, the way that we should work. Yeah, that should be open. Thank you.
Great. Okay. So we'll include that in the minutes. Ted, you've got your hand up. Nancy, you have your hand up. Is it still up or is it a new hand?
No, I had my hand up.
Okay, Nancy, you're first.
Okay, so I just want to clarify. You said the we'll meet on the 6th together with the new LSB members, or we're on the 8th together with the new LSB members, and they'll be seated on the 13th. Is that right? The second Wednesday, or is it? Did you say December 8th they're going to be seated, or?
Let me admit that I am terrible about days and dates. Okay. So my thought is that the MSRC meets with the IGM on, well, we may not need the starting over. I suggest that there be a joint meeting of the current LSB and the next LSB in advance of the first regular meeting for the 2024 LSB.
I understand that, but I just want to know the date.
Okay, so, but I thought that the date that we would be able to have that joint meeting would be December 6th. And also, let me say, this is our first conversation about it. I suggest that we get kind of a general agreement and then write up a proposal that we discuss at our November 6th meeting for presenting a recommendation to the LSB about this process, and that the LSB be given the opportunity to say yes, no, or make the following changes. So I suggest we have one more MSRC meeting to fine tune some of this stuff. So if some of these dates and times need further consideration, great. Is there, I guess what I'm asking is there general approval of this kind of approach? And Ted, you've got your hand up.
You're calling on me?
Yes.
Robert's Rules of Order is cited as the document that we fall back on when our bylaws are silent. And our bylaws are silent in terms of what we do to expel a member. If someone divulges something that is contrary to the best interests of the Pacifica Foundation, whether they have signed a confidentiality agreement or not, they are up to being either suspended or being expelled. To slow down this process because members of the new board have not signed a confidentiality agreement, I think is a waste of time. What we should do is what you're talking about, and remind these new members that if they divulge anything that is contrary to the best interests of the foundation, they can be, as I said a moment ago, either suspended or expelled. We don't need to worry about everybody signing a confidentiality agreement.
Let me just counter that with, they will not yet have taken their positions, and therefore I don't know that they would be subject to the requirements of the bylaws as yet, or Robert's Rules as yet. Ted?
This applies to members of the foundation. These people ran for the board because they are members of the foundation. If somebody who is a member does something that is contrary to the best interests of the foundation, they are susceptible to what I said a moment ago.
So I will leave it to the LSB in its conversations to make this decision. Jane, did you have your hand up?
All I was going to say was, I think you're both right. I see Ted's point, and I think that having the confidentiality agreement in hand, given that we are so litigious is kind of a belt and suspenders approach, and it wouldn't hurt anything. Just to have that in our pocket, so to speak, in case there was ever an issue.
That we essentially have performed our diligence. Okay, Richard.
I keep trying.
That's a good point to me. Okay, Adriana, I've got Richard's hand up, then you.
Thank you.
I agree with Adriana that this needs to be an executive session. All these need to be an executive session. And informing people of that, I'll leave it up to the chair and the secretary. But I also agree with what Jane just said about we need to go ahead and we should have non-disclosure. That's what the NDC, is it NDC? That's what NDC is. Closure. NDA. Non-disclosure agreement. We should have those anyway. And even if we had to quote unquote prosecute somebody or draw and quarter them or whatever we're going to have to do to them. That's just another lap around the track. Most of us are here to get work done. Some of us are here to create more meetings and more meetings. I myself think we have enough meetings. We have enough, quote unquote, litigious stuff. I think we need to keep this, in executive sessions. And I think we need to all have non-disclosure agreements I think we need to move on.
Okay. Is there, Adriana, I think you had your hand up, right?
Yes. I believe that the council, Mr. Schwartz, he said that they are working in a new simplified non-disclosure agreement. And I believe that will be available for all the new elected people from the foundation. I hope so. That's what he said. He said that's in one of the meetings.
Adriana, would you be kind of follow up with him about the timing of that availability? Yes. Let him know we want to meet in December.
Yes, sure. The next meet, I will ask him and him. He said that they are working on that, but will be simplified on all the members and it will sign that one.
Great. Excellent. Everybody part of governance. Great. Joseph, you have your hand up and then back to Nancy.
I just want to follow up and what Adriana just said, if there is a new form, because the only thing that matters is that whatever form we use, it is the Pacifica's standard form and it has to be filed with the national office because they're the only ones who can enforce it. Anyone else, we can't enforce it. We're just a local station. We can't do anything. It has to be with the secretary of the foundation. So that's all. Thank you.
Thank you. Nancy, you had something?
Yes. So, we'll meet with we're thinking to meet together with the new board and the old board on the 6th at the MSRC meeting and on the 8th. Is that right? And then they're going
sixth would be a joint meeting of the two boards.
Okay. And we're planning to ask them to sign the NBA and put a line in advance on the other day?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And then on the 8th, what's happening on the 8th? We're having another joint meeting or?
No, I thought that the 8th was when we had the first meeting of the new LSB, but I may be wrong about that date.
It's the second.
Well, the 13th is the second Wednesday. The 13th
Thank
is
you.
The second Wednesday. Oh, okay. So there's no, all right. So if there's an 8th meeting, it's not the new seating of the members. It's another MSRC meeting or you just were mixed up about 8th. I don't.
Right. I was mixed up. So we can refine this committee. The idea is for us to have the joint meeting in advance of the seating meeting for the new LSB.
Yes. And I don't think anything's wrong in asking the new board in advance of their seating to sign an NBA. I think they don't want any lawsuit.
unnecessary
and I think
one.
And I think we have generally agreed except for Ted. Yes, Mac, you have your hand up.
I don't know why we're going to have another meeting if all we're going to do is talk about if we're going to have a meeting. I thought this meeting was called in connection with the review of the IGM.
This
what
meeting
are we doing?
Is,
we're just going around and around and around.
Understood. And I'm sorry for the frustration, Mac. This is talking about what the process is.
I'd like to do something substantive.
And so it seems to me that the substantive is the question of the survey. So I have sent a draft of a survey. My recommendation is that this survey goes only to the LSB, that this committee makes the recommendation should the LSB fill it out anonymously or sign it, that we would get approval at the November 8th meeting to send the survey to all LSB members, that they would need to return it to the committee chair and the secretary by November 28th, and we would turn right around and forward these to all committee members. Is that procedure okay? How many people, and also, would you prefer that it be anonymous or signed? Richard.
Why can't we just go ahead and send them? Why do we have to ask them if we can send them? And then why don't we just send it out?
Okay. I'm okay with that. And thank you. I mean, I see Max sitting there and saying, finally, somebody's making sense. Okay.
And it's Richard.
And it's Richard. Who loves that about it?
And
anyway, Richard, I love, yeah, go figure. So, is everyone all right that we decide on a survey and send it out as soon as we have decided on the survey and have the survey returned to us and we chew on it in advance of reporting to the board? Okay. I think that there is, I'm seeing no objections to that. So our current plan is to agree on a survey and get it out as soon as we've agreed on it. Okay. So, I sent out a draft survey. I got a comment back from Joseph. Joseph, you've got your hand up.
Okay, so the survey you're talking about was the one that I replied to, the 1:01 p.m. today, roughly?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for confirming.
I will read what it was that I sent out. The draft survey. Reply to the, and note, it would go only to the LSB. One of the decisions we make is, are we asking people to sign it or not? Reply to the following questions with narrative. Give examples of things done well and recommendations for change. And these should be numbered. 1, does the IGM conduct the affairs of the station in order to raise resources sufficient to maintain a balanced budget and pay central services? 2, does the IGM work with the LSB to support the annual budget development process and monitor implementation during the year? 3, does the IGM produce programming that conforms to the Pacifica mission and the needs and interests of the community served by KPFT? 4, does the IGM perform at least an annual review, and it should be of programming, as prescribed by the PNB to assess whether programming is effective by listenership and financial support? 5, does the IGM secure independent national data about market share and listenership? That's also a PNB adopted requirement. 6, does the IGM support community outreach through social media, website, events, and others? 7. Does the IGM manage the physical plant and transmitter functions to sustain operations and provide a safe workplace? 8. Does the IGM conduct staff trainings and manage personnel with appropriate human resources practices? 9. Does the IGM attend all LSB meetings and provide timely written reports for these meetings? 10. Does the IGM cooperate with the nationally conducted LSB elections process? 11. Does the IGM assure that local, state, and federal laws, rules, and regulations are followed and reports filed in a timely fashion? And then I provide for some general, you know, approaches. As a whole, how would you rate the performance of the IGM from July 1, 2022 to the present? Excellent, strong, good, needs significant improvement, totally inadequate. Generally, and this would be narrative, what are the areas that IGM has performed most effectively? What are the changes that you recommend be made in the future? And Joseph, you gave a reply. You replied back. Would you be kind to explain the refinement you thought would be useful?
Well, I just was saying that we can only really comment on things as LSB members that we interact with the general manager on. Because we, as Sandy pointed out at the last meeting, it's not our role in the foundation to decide on programming. I would rather hear something from a town hall or the CAB or someone to tell us whether the programming is meeting community needs. My opinion as a delegate is not relevant to that. But anything that has to do, I think certainly all the things about working with the LSB, yeah, that's definitely something we can answer straight up. The other things we might want to talk to, we know something about the finances. We should talk to the employers about, I mean, the employees or the people who at the station about safe workplaces, things like that. Just whoever is the most appropriate. That's all I was suggesting.
Sure. And so let me just go down these one by one to see if you think that this, each of these is a question that should stay in or a question that is more appropriately pointed to somebody else. Is that the appropriate report approach, Joseph?
Okay, sure, why not?
Great, okay. Conduct the affairs of the station in order to raise resources sufficient to maintain balance.
Finance Committee, McPherson, and to people on the Finance Committee. Are the closest to that.
Okay, so I guess the question, okay, Joseph thinks some things should come out. Let me ask everybody else. I see Nancy's hand up. Nancy?
Yes, I'd like to have a copy of this one. I've been looking and looking at everything you sent, and maybe I haven't received this yet. Did you have like number one, number two?
No, I did not. I just added, those. It's, the subject is KPFT IGM evaluation survey draft, and I sent it this afternoon at 1:09.
Thank you. I will look for it.
You will have a copy of it. So.
I mean, does it have the questions with numbers, like number one?
No, it does not. I added the numbers, Nancy, just in speaking to them now.
Oh, I see. Okay, good. I'm glad you had added numbers. Now you're doing. And the answers you said like excellent, good, needs improvement.
I didn't do it question by question. That's overall. So as a whole, how would you rate the performance of the IGM from July 1, 2022 to the present?
Okay, so excellent. The answers. Sorry. Yeah, excellent would be like, can we put like A and good B or needs improvement C or something? Can we put the, instead of having to say these words, long words, we can just say A, B. The answer will be A, B, and then we can count up the
the A's or the B's or the D's or the E's or whatever.
Sure. I'm sorry you don't see this, but this rating would only happen once. It wouldn't be question by question. And there's a box that you check. So you check excellent, you check strong, or you check good, or you check need significant improvement, or you check totally inadequate. And that's the overall rating for the GM. It's not question by question.
Adriana.
Okay. Sorry, I've got Jane and then Adriana.
I think the question Nancy is asking, if I can maybe clarify this, maybe muddy it, is in the responses to the questions at the top of the page are not one word answers, that they are sentences or specific yes. examples as opposed to a one word rating. And I read that when your instructions and you said this is a narrative, and that may have just like gone over. So I just wanted to bring that back.
Thank you. I think you've made an important clarification because Nancy doesn't have this in hand. It's understandably harder for you to understand what I did. The questions, the 1, 2, 3, 4 questions, responses would be narrative. So you would say, I think Sandy did a good job of this except for, or you'd say, I think Sandy didn't do this right at all because. Okay, so those questions that were like 1 through 11 give a narrative reply. It's only at the end or late in the survey that you say, overall, I think the IGM's work was, and I can do it, A, excellent, B, strong, C, good, D, needs improvement, E, totally inadequate. And so, Joseph, I've got your hand up.
Adriana? Okay, I mean to
I'm
say.
I'm sorry, Adriana.
Adriana or me?
Joseph, I think, why don't you do next and then Adriana?
Okay. I would actually like to have individual ratings for each question, and here's the reason why. This way, when we look at the end of the result of the evaluation, we can see the areas where we understand that Sandy is in kind of a unique position. And how he is in the position, all these other things, but that what it is we are looking for. Whereas if we only have this one rating at the end saying strong, good, or something like that, it doesn't really say us, well, what is it we were looking for? So I like the idea of answering each of the questions, and we can still have the end rating like you have, but I would like to further be some way to make it clear that, well, given the future, whoever, whether it's Sandy or somebody else, what is it we're looking to have improved? So thank you.
Okay, and I'll recraft this with numbers and so forth and the changes that have been recommended and circulated to the committee again. Okay, Richard, Adriana, then Richard.
I agree with that too. I mean, first of all, like you said, you will put numbers, but then will be really interesting because make more sense. If we put excellent A, like we were A, B, C, D, E, and if we can not only put what we think, but given evaluation there like an A or a B is stronger because at the end, you can see an evaluation that have more, can be some improvements, but you can see that in other areas our A's give you a better rating altogether. That is the idea. I think that will be not a bad idea to put the same A, B, C, D, or E, whatever, in each question too. I mean, you don't need to put it in the form. We can put the sentence that we want, and we can put A. Question number two, whatever we want to say there, and I don't know, a C. And then at the end,
Good idea.
Okay, thank you. That's it.
Yeah. Okay, Richard.
A minute ago, Joseph was going to comment on the different questions, and we didn't do that.
We didn't get to that. You're right. You're absolutely right, Richard.
Because I think, you know, I'm ready to listen to those and make that comment.
Excellent. So why don't I go down these one by one? And what I'd like to see is if someone wants it off, please speak up. Okay. Does the IGM conduct the affairs of the station in order to raise resources sufficient to maintain a balanced budget and pay central services? Does anyone want that question off? Okay, it's on. Does the IGM work with the LSB to support the annual budget, development process, and monitor implementation during the year? Joseph, is this one where you said we don't have, well, no, we develop the process. I mean, we develop the budget. So that is something that the LSB does.
Yeah, especially, I believe McPherson and his opinion, since he's the finance committee chair. So it would seem appropriate for us to evaluate that.
Okay. So there's no objection. We keep that one. Now this may be one, Joseph, where you had an issue. Does the IGM produce programming that conforms to the Pacifica mission and the needs and interests of the community served by the KPFT, Joseph, is this one where you said you want to hear from the CAB rather than from the LSB?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Are others, so what I believe you're saying is remove this question. Is that correct?
For the LSB members, yes. But we should get information. What I'm saying is that I think all your questions are good. I'm just not saying necessarily all of them are ones that we should be answering, but we should just be getting the information from an appropriate source. That's all.
Got it. And let me just say that I'm thinking of this. We can get an LSB survey done quickly. I don't know that we can get other surveys done, and it might be useful to have surveys at a future time. So, okay. So does anyone object to our removing that question about does the IGM produce programming that conforms to?
Yeah.
Ted, you've got your hand up.
I object. I think it's a good question, and we ought to consider the source for the answers. Doesn't have to be that one person's opinion is weighted the same as everybody else's, but we ought to hear. This is the key to why we're in business.
Okay, we've got two more hands up. I've got Jane and then Richard.
Actually, yeah. Richard was ahead of me.
Okay, yeah. Richard, then Jane, and then Adriana. Sorry. Thank you, Adriana. Richard, Jane, Adriana.
I just wanted to, first off, I wanted to point out that I agreed with Ted, and that shocks me. I see no reason to, you know, we can't necessarily assume that the CAB, which is, did I say that right, CAB? That the CAB, which consists of one or two people, is going to be any wiser than 24 people who don't know anything. So, you know, I agree with Ted. Let's just answer the question and move on.
Jane, you had your hand up, and then Adriana.
And Marianne has
just joined us.
Speaking in support of Joseph, because it is my understanding that the LSB is specifically enjoined from participating in programming decisions.
We can have an opinion.
I know that I've looked it up. I can't put my hands on it right this second, but I have seen it in writing that we are, and you look under the duties of the LSB, and it's my understanding that programming is specifically not included, is silent. At a minimum, it's silent, and at a maximum, we are specifically enjoined. That's what I believe.
So, a couple things. One, Marianne has joined. Two, Adriana is next on the stack. Three, Ted is next on the stack, followed by Nancy. Okay, Adriana.
Yes, I believe that should stay there. If you look at the duties of the LSB, there is working with the station manager about the programming. It's not that we decide anything. We cannot tell them what to do, but it's one of the duties that we have at the LSB is being sure that our, you know, that we help or we talk. I will look in a few minutes. I will look at exactly the article, but it's the duties of and powers of the LSB. I agree that some of us, the opinion of some of us, is more important than other people know. Some people know better than others, but I believe that we should give our opinions anyway. We should use, I agree with Joseph, we should use sometimes trying to go to different sources ourselves before answering. We can decide to listen to other people and form our opinion that way. But I think that is our obligation to put our opinion there. Thank you. And I will tell you exactly the article in a minute.
So Ted and then Nancy.
I guess I'm...
Ted already went.
Okay, sorry, Nancy, your hand's still up.
Yeah.
Ted?
Yeah. Article 7, Section 3, duties, specific powers and duties of the LSB. And we are supposed to, let's see, it's G, letter G, to work with station management to ensure that the station programming fulfills the purposes of the foundation, is responsive to the diverse needs of the listeners, demographic, and communities, geographic, served by the station, and that station policies and procedures for making programming decisions and for programming evaluation are working in a fair, collaborative, and respectful manner to provide quality programming. This is our duty. So,
thank you, Nancy, for
that
big dose of clarity.
Thank you.
Thank you for that big dose of clarity. Okay, Ted, you've got your hand up.
I'll take my hand down, and I will repeat what both Adriana and Nancy just said to Jane and anybody else who didn't hear it, because I cannot tell you how many times this has been said. Probably in the time I've been on this board, about 100. And still, Jane Scheidler makes the comment
I'm going to call you out of order for ad hominem complaints. Don't do it. Okay, I believe that we have a general agreement to keep this question in. Do I need to put it to a vote? My suggestion is if you think it is not a question you think is appropriate to answer, you write that in the answer for your survey reply. Okay, next one. Does the IGM perform at least an annual review as prescribed by the PNB to assess whether programming is effective by listenership and financial support? Mac?
I think that's one for the PNB.
By definition. Does anybody disagree that this should come off because it should be addressed by the PNB?
I disagree.
I disagree too.
Okay, then I think we probably, Richard?
Could Ted explain why he disagrees? I mean, you know, this is a committee meeting. We're trying
Ted,
to make
could
it.
Could you explain, what your disagreement is for?
Well, it is prescribed by the PNB. It is not necessarily the PNB that looks at the annual review if one has been done by the IGM and determines whether or not programming is effective. I think we need to drill down on the issue of programming. It is our bread and butter. It is the essential number one thing that this general manager, an interim general manager, has performed. I frankly think all of the questions on this are very commendable. I totally salute Susan And you can be shocked at that, Richard.
I agree with you.
I am shocked. Can we keep going? And Mac, you had your hand up and I think, no? Okay.
Ed kept on talking and I forgot.
So do we need a vote on, it's a split. Do we need a vote on it about whether to keep it in?
If I'm the only one, I will defer to the body.
Great. Okay. The next one is really a question that goes similarly to a PNB requirement. Does the IGM secure independent national data about market share and listenership? By that, I mean the Nielsen's.
Again, that by definition on its face, that's for the PNB and we wouldn't have any information. I mean,
okay,
if you're on the PNB, you would, if those members who are on the PNB, but not our committee, not our LSB.
Richard?
We can refer, seems to me like we can refer to the IGM's report every month at which at times he says, well, we got this report or we don't normally get a, what are those called?
Nielsen.
Yeah, we don't get a Nielsen, or we do get a Nielsen, and we rate it better or something. He comments on that during his report, and we don't really have a way to say if he's telling the truth or not. I don't.
So, Mac?
Actually, I think what he refers to is there. He can see online the actual listenership at any moment. There's a program, he can see it online. It's not Nielsen. And if we want to make it about that, okay. But again, I don't feel strongly enough about it to argue with anybody. I've said it and whatever y'all want to do, I'm fine.
I guess my personal feeling is that the business about programming and listenership is really what we need to be about. And that the question about Nielsen's and so forth is really a PNB. ED kind of an issue. Does anyone object to my removing this question? Okay, I've got two hands up. One, Nancy, and then Richard. Nancy?
We cannot really be sure how many people are watching the archives. That's uncharted there. And as far as in live time, the programmers can see on the computer how many people are listening online, but there is no way to know how many listenership in the radio and in the car radios we cannot track at all. And what the IGM is reporting to us is another, it's not Nielsen, it's something else.
Okay, so you're giving us information about what's available and not. But I think what I would like to do is to remove this question because for one thing it's confused. Richard, sorry for missing you.
I wasn't making a definite statement just a minute ago. I was just asking questions and stuff. And my comment about Nielsen was just a comment. It seems to me like we get information. So to say we don't get information, I don't think that's accurate because we do get information. Now, whether it's right or wrong or whatever, I don't know, but, we do get information. I think I agree with Ted. I think all these questions are fine and we ought to leave them alone and go on home. Oh, we are home. Okay.
Okay. So then I guess I'm getting some pushback about removing this question. We'll get more information in the reply, I guess. So we're leaving it in. All right. Trying to move along.
Madam Chair. KPFT has a long history of being at the bottom, okay? So whatever we find, it's sort of on the bottom. Thank you.
So moving on to the next question, does the IGM support community outreach through social media, website, events, and others?
Yes.
Leave that question in. Okay, does the IGM manage the physical plant and transmitter functions to sustain operations and provide a safe workplace? Leave that in. Does the IGM conduct staff trainings and manage personnel with appropriate human resources practices? I see a thumbs up from Joseph, and I see no thumbs down. Does the IGM attend all LSB meetings and provide timely written reports for these meetings? Okie dokie. Does the IGM assure that local, state, and federal laws, rules, and regulations are followed and reports filed in a timely fashion? Okay, I'm seeing a lot of head nodding. So far, changes that I've been asked to make are one, put number the questions. Two, provide a grading system that is, there's a narrative and there's a grade given on each question. A, B, C, D, E, F. And then at the end, I'd ask for a general assessment, excellent, strong, good, needs improvement, totally inadequate. And then also generally a narrative about what are the things, basically, what are the things going right? What are the things that need to change? Okay. Ted, I think you got your hand up. Who else? Anybody else?
I would like some clarification from Adriana on this grading system. If everybody gives him an F on every item, but one person gives him an A, and that A is just one of the most profound explanations that has ever crossed the planet Earth, are we going to be averaging these grades and coming up with a very, very low D, or are we going to be functioning on the basis of the words that are expressed? I'm not really a big fan of averaging.
Okay, I can answer that. I think that all of us answer for ourselves. That is the survey. And the total is what we give an idea, what we are thinking, or what we believe in our general evaluation. I believe in democracy. And I believe that every one of us have the same right, but neither of us have more rights than the others. I mean, if all of us, what we want to have from here is a consensus of evaluation, you know, an idea of what we as evaluators, what we think about our general manager or what we need improvement or not. I don't believe that, I mean, we can discuss later on the result that we have, but doesn't make any sense to believe that some answers will have more merit than others. At the end, the grading of all of us will give an idea of what we need. And the personalized answers will give an idea how the LSB feels about what need to be improved or not. At least that is our duty. What happened with that obviously is not in our hands, but yes, it's in our hands to decide what we think about the issue and grade that way.
Okay. First, I agree with Adriana. You don't get a grade of 90 or 34. It really is, you look across, it gives you a lot of different information. And I see a hand up for, I don't remember who was first, Joseph or Nancy. Nancy, have you got your hand up?
That's a legacy hand.
Okay, Joseph.
I just wanted to say, I don't think it's a good idea to average, because then you'll get A's and F's and everybody ends up getting a C for everything. I've always found, I think the best way to rank it is to look at what the majority says and just go with that. That's the way, it's a committee decision and you're getting what most people think. Averaging just turns it into kind of a meaningless number or rating. Thank you.
Let me also say that one of the things that on these, we can do a narrative which says there was a big diversity of opinion on this. Some ranked him A, some ranked him D, whatever. Or there was really commonality. So in a way, the spreads help you give you a lot of information. Okay.
I think that the report will do that.
Adriana. I agree. So what I understand we're doing now is I will make the changes to this survey that have been recommended here. I will circulate it to everybody. You give me your comments by the end of the day tomorrow, because we're very far along on this. And then I will circulate it, and we want it to be signed. Is that correct? Signed. Yes. Okay. Not anonymous. And they'll return it to me, and we will compile them. And then when we have our meeting on November 6th, and I'll share them all. When we have our meeting on November 6th, we can come up with kind of a report and be able to report out at the November 8th board meeting.
Perfect.
How does that sound? Okay. I think we got us a plan, all.
Wait, Susan, clarify something.
Yep.
What are we supposed to have to you by the end of the day tomorrow?
You're supposed to have the comments on the corrected survey form I'm distributing.
And when
I'm distributing the survey form that we have just gone through.
Okay. And when are we expected to answer the questions? By what date?
That will come out from me immediately after that. And I'll send it to the entire LSB. We all are just making sure the survey instrument is correct. That's it.
Okay. So on what date? Excuse me for not raising my hand and for dialoguing with you, but this is a committee meeting. So let me ask, when do you want the LSB to respond to these dozen or so questions and have them back to this committee?
Okay, the committee will meet on the 6th. And so I would request that they be back. Let's see, what is today? Are there suggestions about when we have them back? And I forward them to the committee. Terrible.
Maybe a few days, second or third or something.
Yeah, call it the 3rd or the 4th. That'll give us time.
Yeah. Great. Okie dokie. Okay, I'll do it to the what day of the week is the 3rd and what day of the week is the 4th?
Friday and Saturday.
Okay, so then we'll do it the 3rd. How's that?
Susan, do we have a meeting next week?
No, we have the 6th.
Yeah. Okay, but the 6th, November 6th, you're talking about November 6th? No, December 6th, you said.
November.
Let me just say that all the schedule that I outlined before, basically, Max said, blow that up.
Okay.
So what are we talking about? Let's just get going on the damn survey. So I'm delighted.
You send us all of that in an email and that's it. With the dates.
Right. What I'll do is I'll send out communication about what we agreed to is to schedule. And also I will send out the revised corrected survey. Y'all get back to me about those, and then I will turn around and send the survey mucho pronto to the KPFT LSB for them to fill it out and get it back by the 3rd.
Huh? Sounds good.
Perfect.
Back by the 3rd?
Yeah.
Yes, because we meet the 6th. Exactly.
Okay, so you're sending tomorrow, and then we have it back by the 3rd. Okay, November
3rd. No, Nancy, I'm sending this tomorrow just to the committee to make sure the survey is correct. Do not fill it out. It'll go out to the whole LSB probably on, let's see, what's tomorrow, the 24th, probably go out on the 25th. Okay. Is there, so we know what our next meeting is. Are there any other comments?
Yes.
Is there a
Nancy.
Motion to adjourn? Yeah. Nancy?
Yes. I'm concerned about the survey we're going to give to the programmers.
We're not doing that at this. We're not doing that at this time, Nancy. We don't have the time to do it. And so we're doing the LSB first. Okay.
Yes,
is
so
there a
when
motion
are we
to,
going to meet? When are
we
going
don't
to
have
to
that, Nancy. We don't have that scheduled yet. And I'm saying we have to focus on the LSB first. It's the evaluation of the LSB that's called for in the bylaws. Yes, Matt.
I move we adjourn.
Okay. Is there any objection?
Second.
Sorry. What did you say, Adriana? I didn't hear you.
Second. I said second.
Okay. All no right. Problem. Excellent.
I'm going to do all something right. productive. I'm going to go
no
watch
objection.
The Astros.
Thank you. Hard work all. Got it. Yeah. Hey, and thank you all for thinking I did a good job.
Wait a minute. Susan, I have a question.
Thank
you. Our next
yes,
meeting,
you did.
Our next meeting.
Yes, you did.
Our next meeting
thank
date.
You. Our next meeting date, Nancy, is November 6th.
At 6 p.m.
And then after that is November 20th, and then December 3rd, I believe you said. No, 6th. It's every
We're
other
week. We're going to make
that. Every other week, Nancy. This is Monday. Every other week on a Monday.
I'm asking for the time. It's the same time, 6 p.m.?
Same time, 6 o'clock.
I will get it onto KPFDX.
Okie dokie. Good, good, good. Everybody, good night. Thank you.